The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge. It is the beginning of all success. And whatever we do in life, we need to know the Lord is there, and we need to reverence Him and fear Him, because He is the God of heaven. When we're saved, we serve the Lord because we love Him, because what He's done for us. We could not get ourselves to heaven. He does that for us. He loves us and protects us every day. If you look at your life, if you've been saved for a long time, you can just see God's hand on your life, as I can in my life. None of us deserve the grace of God. Ephesians 2 and 8 says, "For in grace you are, having been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, that is gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." John 3:16 says, "God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life." But the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. Now here in the book of Exodus, in the 9th chapter, verse 30, God makes a statement to Pharaoh and to Moses. And this is it. "And you and your slaves, I have known that not yet you keep on fearing from before my face." When you come before me, you are not afraid. But God is going to instill in the Pharaoh, and He's going to instill in the people in Egypt, that He is the God of all heaven. He's the God of all heaven. Verse number 31 now. I'll read this in Hebrew. Weha pishta, weha sara, nakata, ki hasara, avi, weha pishta. "And the flax and the barley was struck, because the barley was in the ear and the flax was in its bud or blossom." God is financially and economically devastating Egypt because Pharaoh will listen. Egypt at one time, when Joseph went down there, God blessed Egypt greatly. The sons of Jacob and Joseph fought the wars of all the people that came against Egypt. Joseph made Pharaoh the richest man in the world there. And now we have a man that does not fear God. And because he's not fearing God, not only is he going away to hell forever, but he's going to lose everything he's got in this world, because God has warned him. "And the wheat and the rye were not struck, because these are late crops." "And went out Moses from before Pharaoh out of the city, and he spread out his hands unto Jehovah, and the thunder," the voice of God from the heavens is what it literally means, the voice of God, Hag Kalof. The thunder, the sound of the voice of God, and the hail, and the rain, not did it continue to pour out unto the earth. Pharaoh continues to make his heart strong against God. "And he saw Pharaoh that had ceased the rain and the hail and the voice of God from the heaven," the thunder. "And he continued to lachata, to sin. It is cal infinitive construct from chata. This means to miss the mark. He was supposed to be the leader of Israel. Now, in the leader of America, or the leader of Great Britain, or the leader of Germany, is supposed to bring good to their land. They're supposed to protect their people, and they're supposed to bring wealth and what we might call happiness. They're supposed to bring peace. They're supposed to bring protection to their people. That not always happens, does it? Sometimes presidents or prime ministers become a curse to their people. And in this case, Pharaoh was a curse to the people that he was over. They're looking to him as God, and yet he is evil to them because of his hard heart. And Pharaoh saw that the hail and the voice of God from heaven had ceased, and he continued to miss the mark, and he made strong. Now look at this. Third person master singular, he fell, while consecutive, he continued to make his heart strong. Hard, he and his slaves. The beginning of all knowledge is the fear of the Lord. That hadn't come to Egypt yet. 9 verse 35. And was strong and heavy, kept on being strong and heavy, and hardened Pharaoh, and not he had sent away the sons of Israel. He promised he would, but now he changes his mind again. Kaishur, just as he had spoken Jehovah by the hand of Moses. The plague of locusts now, the plague of these grasshopper-looking creatures. In the book of Revelation, we have a plague of grasshopper-type creatures that curse the people upon the earth and fight with them. Wayomer ha-davar el-moshe bu el-paro ki ani hik baditi et lebo vi et lev avado. Laman shiti ate ele bik kerbo. Let's go back and translate this now. And he said and kept on saying, Jehovah unto Moses, go, boo, go. Boo means go. Go unto Pharaoh, because I have made strong. First person contract singular, hifel, perfect. I have made his strong heart. I've made his heart hard, and the heart of his slaves. Now here, we have Seti, or Zeth, over the protection of the crops. The god Seti, or Zeth. And now the slaves of Pharaoh, their hearts are going to be hard. In order that, or for the purpose of my placing my signs, these, in their midst. I'm going to do these miracles in their midst. Ulaman tasapar ba'azni. And for the purpose of, for the cause of, you may relate, you instruct, you may recount, in the ears of your sons and your sons and your sons' sons. I want you to go back and I want you to tell them, when you get out of this land, every year I want you to tell your children and your grandchildren and your grandchildren, I want you to tell them about this story. And that's what we're doing tonight. Thousands of years later. Hundreds of years later. What I did, what I have done, and what I have wrought, what I've been busy vexing in Egypt, and my miracles, which I have placed among them, and you may know that I am Jehovah. You may know that I am Jehovah. Now, the word Jehovah, remember what that means? He who shall become. John 1:14 says, Kaiho logos archdegeto. In Greek, and it means, and the word fleshy became, the Jehovah flesh he became, and he dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:18 says, no man has seen God, but the only begotten God, that one being in the bosom of the Father, that one has led himself out. Out of eternity into space and time to redeem us. God let himself be known and his miracles seen in Egypt. During the tribulation period, God is going to let himself be known in that period of time, and people will fight against God like they did in the days of Pharaoh. They will shake their fist at God. They will fight and they will defy God, and Satan will defy God. And went in Moses and Aaron unto Pharaoh. And they kept on saying unto him, thus he has said Jehovah, Jehovah Elohi, Jehovah our God of the Hebrews, until when will you free, or how long will you keep on refusing? Will you have refused to humble yourself before my face? Mi paneh. Before my face, and send away my family, that they may serve me, that they may willingly serve me. Because if refusing you to send away my people, my family, behold, I'm about to bring tomorrow locust. Akridos in the Greek, akridos. Things that walk on tiptoes. That's what it is. Unto your boundaries and unto your territories. Bik velika. Unto your territories, unto your boundaries. We kisah et en ha'aretz, we lo. You call leroth et ha'aretz. We call et yeter ha'pilita ha'nesherit lekeva men Habarad, we are call eth call ha'aretz, hat somaya, lekam men hasida. I thought you might want to listen to that Hebrew just a little bit and see what the very language that Moses spoke and God spoke to him. And they shall cover. They shall have covered the eye of the land, and not he will be able to see the land. No one is going to cover the eye of the land. It's going to make the land dark. You can't see. It's like having blinders on. You can't see the land. And he shall eat the remnant which has escaped that is left, she that is left to you from the hail, and he shall have eaten every tree. Remember Marilyn out on the farm one time, the locusts, the grasshoppers came in there and they ate everything. They even ate the bark on the trees.
Yeah. The paint.
And the paint off the house. And the sprouts to you from the field. Everything that's starting to sprout up again, it's going to be eaten. Everything that's coming back to life is going to be dead. Umalio batika. Uvalti kal abedika. Uvati kal mitraim. Asher lo ra. Obatika, we avote. Obatika, miyon, hayatam, al ha'adama, ad, bayom, hazeh, hayapin, vayasi, miyam, faro. And they shall be fooled your houses. Remember, he set frogs into the houses, into the toilets, into the beds, into the ovens, into the kneading troughs, into the flour bins. Now he said, I'm going to send these locusts in your house. You're going to get to walk on what they said in one of Indiana Jones. It says, walking on fortune cookies. Crunch, 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 crunch. You're going to be walking on fortune cookies all the way through your houses. Crunch, 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 crunch. And of all your slaves and the houses and the Egyptians, which not they have seen your fathers or your grandfathers or your great-grandfathers from the day of becoming upon the earth until even this day. And he turned and he went out from Pharaoh. He just said that. He said, that's what's going to happen now. He didn't say, let my people go, did he? He said, you won't let my people go. So here it comes again. Here comes more plagues. More plagues. And they said, the slaves of Pharaoh unto him, until when shall you become this one to us for a trap? When are you going to become a trap to us? When are you going to become a snare to us? Send away the men. Send them away. Now his people are rebelling against him, that they may serve Jehovah, their God, their Creator. Not yet. Don't you understand? Don't you keep on understanding that she has perished? Egypt has perished. Don't you understand that Egypt has been destroyed? And they were brought back and returned, Moses and Aaron, unto Pharaoh. And he said and kept on saying unto them, get out of here. Serve your God. You go serve Jehovah, your God, who the ones walking. Who are the ones walking? Who's going to go? And he said, Moses, with our young and with our old, we shall go, we shall walk, and with our sons and with our daughters and with our flocks and with our herds. The word flocks there is talking about sheep and goats and herds. This is the larger cattle herds. And we shall go and walk because a feast of Jehovah. This is a feast of Jehovah to us. This in the Greek it is ponergere, a festival gathering. The church belonging to the firstborn, so to speak, in Hebrews 12, 22 and 23. The church of the firstborn. And he said unto them, may become to us Jehovah with you, just as I send away, I keep on sending away, you and your little ones. You look and you see, because evil before your face. Evil before your face. It is evil before your face. Let's go back and read this now. And look at these last few words. If I can find it here. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh, and for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I may perform these signs of mine among them in their midst, and that you may tell in the hearing of your son and your grandson how I made a mockery of the Egyptians and how I performed my signs among them, that you may know that I am the Lord. And Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said to him, thus saith the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my family go, so that they may serve me willingly. For if you refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I'm going to bring locusts into your territory, and they shall cover the surface of the land, so that no one shall be able to see the land. They shall also eat the rest of what has been escaped and what is left to you from the hail, and they shall eat every tree which sprouts for you out of the field. Then your houses shall be filled, and your houses of your servants, and the houses of the Egyptians, something which neither your fathers nor your grandfathers have ever seen, from the day that they came upon this land until now. And he turned and went out from before Pharaoh. He just walked off. He didn't tell him anything else. He just walked off. Mm-hmm. Now Pharaoh's servants go after him. And Pharaoh's servants said to him, "How long will this man be a snare to us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Don't you realize that Egypt is destroyed? Egypt, she is destroyed and dismantled." So Moses and Aaron were brought back to Pharaoh and said to them, "Go serve the Lord your God." Who are the ones who are going? And Moses said, "We shall go with our young and our old and our sons and our daughters and with our flocks and our herds. And we will go, for we must hold a feast to the Lord." Then he said to them, "Thus may the Lord be with you. If ever I let you and your little ones go, take heed, for evil is in your mind." Evil is in your mind. No, evil wasn't in their mind. It was in Pharaoh's mind. Rebellion was in his mind. Evil was in the land. God had destroyed their land because of Pharaoh's hard heart. And he's going to continue to destroy their land because of Pharaoh's hard heart. And Pharaoh's servants came to him and said, "How long will you let this man disturb us? Don't you know that the land is destroyed? Our land, she is destroyed. How long?" You know, people come into this world, and most people are healthy, and they grow up, and they are young people, they're adolescents, they're teenagers, and they grow, and then they grow older, and they grow older, and they grow older, and they grow older, until finally they're fossils. They're old people, geriatric. And some people all the way through the prime of life and down, sometimes mentally you're in your prime of life when you're 70 and 80 years old. Mentally in your prime, because you've seen a lot of things happen in this world. But so many people, sometimes when they get older, they just keep fighting against God and will not relinquish their will to Him. And they will not say, "Lord, be my God. Lord, be my Savior. Show me what you want me to do with what I have left." Father, we send this message out that you may touch the hearts and the ears of the people wherever they are in the world, that you may use them and they may learn to fear you and to love you at the same time. Father, please use your message to glorify yourself. Please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.